On Thursday, the Atlanta Watershed Department updated residents on design plans for a pond in Mims Park. They asked residents to pin suggestions to a clothesline they'd set up. Thelma Renaud's note read, "I want a safe place for our children to play and for senior citizens to come and enjoy without being afraid." Renaud says she's beyond ready to see positive changes in the neighborhood.
I'm just keeping my joy, you know, like, I am excited, you know, this is really good.
But like many in the area, she's worried about what development will mean.
It's going to elevate everything, and being on a fixed income, are we going to really be able to stay here?
I've lived here for 25 years. In this neighborhood, I'm one of those residents.
That's Atlanta City Council member Ivory Lee Young Jr. He says the city is offering forgivable loans to resident homeowners and will require affordable housing quotas for any new rental units. But he says there's no doubt the neighborhood will change. It has to.
The banks, right now, they're not financing, they're not capitalizing on this opportunity until they see evidence that we have a demographic in the community that can support.
Mims Park is one of four projects in the Proctor Creek Basin meant to stem flooding and boost economic growth in the area. And residents like Mamie Moore say that all sounds great, but
it cannot be resident-driven if people are not knowledgeable and informed.
Construction for the planned pond and park upgrades is expected to start this fall and be complete by the end of 2017. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.